meeting to the of the parish town and village planning board to order. I think, Paul, do you have something you want to read?
Yes, this is just some boilerplate to read. This meeting is a virtual meeting as authorized by New York Executive Order 220.1. The public is participating via a call-in line, which is muted. The meeting has been advertised on the town's website and notice of which has been posted. This meeting is being recorded and will be made available on the town's website, www.townofparish-ny.us. Votes will be recorded by roll call vote. And you might want to start out the meeting by taking a roll call attendance of all members participating in the meeting. So we've got it on the record for those that aren't on camera. And that's it.
Okay. We'll do a roll call vote. Attendance. And then we'll do a roll call vote when we vote on the. Because I do have enough members. There's three of us here, and I have Diane Spaziani, I think, is back on. If she isn't, I do.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Then. I'm here.
So at this point in time, let me see. Kevin Dwyer.
Here.
Ben McDonald.
Here.
Paul Gage, and Virginia Brown.
Here.
And Diane Spaziani.
And yes. Bill Scriber, I'm also attending.
Okay, Bill. All right. So we
can't see, but everybody else can.
Yeah, I can see you.
I'm shut down because I don't want to burn up my battery. You know what my mug looks like anyways. You ought to see it with a mask on. Okay. I now at this time will open the public hearing for the Denison subdivision on County Route 26, 2361, County Route 26, Parish, New York. I'll open that, it's got to be
32.
So we'll open the meeting at 6:32. The public hearing is open.
Okay, since there's no, unless there's public chime in.
Yeah.
Signed in, then you've got 5 minutes to all open.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you showing anybody in the waiting room, Paul?
Nobody is in the waiting room at this time. At this time, we have five participants logged in the session. Myself, Diane, Paul, Matt Johnson, and Bill Scriber. Those are the logged in participants through Zoom.
Okay, thank you. Well, we can sit here and wait. Because I did, I think I sent all of you the notification that I did send out, and it was put in, it was advertised in the paper that if they, because of the tight times, that if they had wanted to know anything, please call me. So.
Yeah, or correspond with you by mail by the 15th.
Yes.
I think you had no papers.
Nothing. I just checked my mailbox on the weekend. Nothing. Trying to keep it as simple as possible.
No, this conversation's all through. We hear we're all together. And
yes.
Oh.
Yeah. They can. Paul is the host. He can hear, and Matt Johnson's on, so they can hear what's being said.
Fingerprints, because I can't tell who you are with those masks.
Well.
I have something nice for you, Diane.
You
I have something for you before you leave.
Okay, I'm gonna be upstairs because I have to do my email.
Okay.
All right. See you later. Bye, Marianne. Did you want to get involved in the public hearing?
What's this?
What? Anybody? Oh, is any? Why don't we get that going around? I got hand sanitizer here if anybody needs some.
I lost my entire canister sitting on the wall there.
Is there?
Yeah. Right
there. This gets all over with. We're able to do if we want us to have germs.
Well, the thing is you're doing this, all the antibacterial stuff. Actually, it's making us more susceptible to me, I think.
That's what they used to say, to not yep. use the antibacterial soap and all that.
And for me, we're right. Now I'm at, I have to have bacteria.
Okay. Yep.
I always have my own. Anything I do.
Don't tell nobody about it.
I saw what time is that? 35.
Yeah. I knew I forgot stuff that I'm trying to keep all this together. And I walked out of my house and said, oh, that's okay. Don't have my
watch. I've got mine, but I'm going by the phone.
So. Yeah, good. Thank you.
Now, Bill and Diane are on there. Do we sign them there or no?
Yes.
I won't sign their names. I'll just put.
Yeah, just write in their name. And instead of a signature, we'll put present.
Yep. I'll get it down one of these days. But. What did you want me to put down? Because they're not here.
Just present.
Okay. That they were. I'm going to put present via phone.
Yes. Everybody, everybody knows what this subdivision is.
Yeah.
Does anybody want to review it?
I went through it pretty good. I'm well aware of the Elskiver and Maple.
Okay.
We got the road money.
Yeah, they got,
thing is, that was the biggest thing. It seemed to work for them.
Yeah.
637.
Mm-hmm. Anything, Paul?
Nope, no new additions.
Okay. I'm going to close the, I will now close the public hearing on Denison subdivision. We can go along at this point in time. Did everybody review their maps on the Denison? Is everybody satisfied to take a vote?
I am.
Diane has already voted.
Yes, I am. Yeah, it's okay.
And so there we've got Diane Spaziani, Bill Scriber, Kevin Dwyer.
Yes.
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 And Ben McDonald is a yes. Okay. And Paul Gage is a yes. So. We will now accept the Denison subdivision. We already did the seeker way back in February.
Right.
At our last meeting, the seeker is all done, so we can wrap that one up. Bill, am I forgetting anything?
No, you're doing fine, Paul.
Okay, thank you.
You're in the negative declaration,
right? Yeah, the negative declaration. Negative.
I think I'm going to do this. Only
approve
it at the regular meeting.
Pardon me?
Approve it at the regular meeting.
Yes. Yeah, and plus it's being, like Paul said, it's being recorded, so we've got all of it. We need it. I will now move on to the price. Now, you're looking for a special permit.
Mm-hmm. Did you open your meeting?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, on the tray?
Yep,
thank you. I will now officially open the meeting to the parish town and village planning board. Do we need another roll call? We might as well. We can do it. So we got Bill Scriber
here,
Diane Spaziani
here,
Ben McDonald
here,
Kevin Dwyer
here,
Virginia Brown
here,
and Paul Gage. Okay, I now open the meeting. We've already taken care of the Denison part. I just have to stamp the maps and send that on. Now the I was in contact with you. And is there anything changed?
Absolutely nothing has changed.
Is anybody familiar? Is everybody familiar with it?
Yeah, this gentleman has relatives that come up seasonally. On a yearly basis, every year up this time. For a couple months.
Question for renewal 6 months.
Yes.
Right. And
yes.
We do this every year.
Yes, nothing has changed.
Well, this it'll be the same amount of trailers or campers.
Yeah.
Okay, same everything. So, Bill, Diane, do you have any questions for the prices?
No questions.
No, looks fine to me. Like he said, we do it every year.
Right.
Yes, we do. Okay. So, the only thing I need is the $75.
You want me to do a check? I got cash. I got a $100 bill.
You can do check. I can't break $100 bill.
The check might be easier than that.
If you
break, I was just going to say, you got it because I've got it. If you don't, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Whatever's easiest for me.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's
70, 80, 90. 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That is $100. Mm. Green money. Honest money. Okay. Thank you very much. Now, I'll talk to you in a minute, Diane.
Okay.
This now, basically, we voted on it. We are going to vote on it, and I'll do that right now. So we'll start with Bill Scriver.
Aye.
Diane?
Aye.
Ben?
Aye.
Kevin?
Aye.
Paul? Aye. And so what I'll do now is I will turn this over to the code officer, and he will give you. And we'll get you a receipt for this.
Yeah.
It's in the minutes. Yeah, it's there. Recorded. So, yeah. And so you're all set. And like I say, I'll email Jim as soon as I get home tonight. So he'll be
great. Thanks very much.
Good to see you, gentlemen. Yeah.
Yes.
Have a safe, everybody.
Yes, you too. Also take have a good time.
Bye-bye.
Diane, we've got it in the minutes. I will give you a letter, and you can get a receipt for this.
I'll send the receipt.
Well, we'll work it out. Either way, yes, we'll get them a receipt in the mail, or I'll have Jim send it with their.
Okay. Just let me know.
Yes, we'll work it out. So, is there any other business to come before the board tonight? I think we'll hold that over because I was trying to move this along. Just tonight I was just trying to get this done. That's all I was trying to do. Yeah, that's basically, this is other than what we're working on with Doug Hill. This is all we had on the agenda. I think we're. I think if I'll take an agenda right now, we have nothing only to pursue the next meeting. We'll pursue the comprehensive plan. There is a question that we can ponder, and I can email the mayor on it. Whatever happened to the trailer park, the mobile home park for the Village of Parrish? Because if we get, if we're going to move on that, we should probably have that should be in part of the comprehensive plan. So I just throw that up in the air.
I believe they voted to make the overlay, whether or not the overlay was actually completed and filed where it needed to be, if necessary. Uh-huh. Couldn't answer that question.
Well, I couldn't.
But I know that's where it was left off. They were going to put it on that 100 acres. They were going to plop off overlay. About 10 acres of that would become a mobile home park use.
Okay. All right.
I can speak to that, Paul. The village did is in the process of adopting the mobile home overlay as part of their comprehensive zoning amendments. And I was working with them on that right before all of this COVID-19 stuff started. And I haven't been to a meeting since this, since, you know, people stopped having meetings. But they are in the process of adopting those changes with the mobile home overlay.
Very good. Thank you.
So that's going forward.
Okay, good. Because that was a concern. I was going, and with the COVID, I was cleaning up some paperwork, and I happened to come across the file that said the mobile home park. And I said, what happened to that? So now it's going forward. So
it's going forward, but it is being slowed down by all of this. But hopefully hopefully we can get it back on track.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it.
Paul?
Yes.
What is the status of the zoning laws?
The zoning laws, Matt, I think Matt can answer that. He's right here.
Yep. That, as far as I know, that has gone to the town.
Okay.
That's in the town board's hands.
Okay.
So both the town board and the village board have the latest, greatest zoning proposed amendments.
Okay. Matt was on the cusp, literally on the cusp of meeting with the parish village board when this all kicked in March.
Right.
And he had to cancel. Yes.
Yep,
he had to cancel meeting with them in March. So whenever they get resuming meeting in a regular way, Matt can come and meet with them, but he was prevented from doing so by the cancellation of meetings in March.
Right. I think that was actually March 17th that we were going to meet, and that was like the day.
That was exactly the day.
They shut everything down.
Yeah.
Everybody will remember that day, won't they?
Oh, yeah.
Paul?
Yes?
There was a deadline of April 1st, and then they may get it extended or something due to those solar laws. Remember?
No, well, everything right now is in limbo.
It's on hold?
Are you talking about the moratorium?
Yes.
And yeah, you might want to have them extend that moratorium at some point if the current moratorium is expired. Thank you for keeping track of the time frame on that, Diane. And yes, if the current one has expired, they may want to adopt a new one or an extension to it. And they obviously have a very good reason for doing so, since the existing state of meetings makes it tough to do anything other than the bare necessities.
Okay, I'll talk to Marianne about getting that in front of the board for an extension.
Yeah, that's only for the large farms. That's not stopping the small homeowners.
Right, that's just for the hybrid.
Right.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, that answers my question.
Okay. All right. Does anyone else have anything, Bill? Bill, do you have anything?
He's muted.
I couldn't get down to unmute quick enough. No, I'm fine for tonight.
Okay, thank you. I know we're scheduled for a meeting in June. We'll see how everything goes, and we'll work from there. So, like I say, other than that.
Possible item agenda items is under from the new business in February, Brownell Surveyor, minor subdivision, Bengal Road.
Yeah.
And also a lot line on Bengal adjustment.
Yeah, that was, I haven't heard from either one of those. Of course, we haven't heard from anybody. And once I find out that we're back on track, I can get a hold of these people and find out what's going on. So thank you for that, Kevin. Anyone else have anything?
Good job on this first Zoom meeting.
I had a good teacher. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, Matt. I'm gonna ask for an adjournment, please. Second. Okay. I have a motion and a second. The meeting is now adjourned. Thank you very much, everyone.
Bye, everybody. Be safe.
Yep. Bye, bye. Wear your masks.
Yes. Bye, bye. Take care. Are we done?